federal lawsuit accuses the city of Philadelphia of taking too much in civil forfeiture cases. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that when prosecutors go after homes or other assets as part of their criminal cases, it can affect more than merely those accused of direct wrongdoing.
The suit claims the city of Philadelphia seizes nearly $6 million a year from residents, twice as much as Brooklyn and Los Angeles combined. The money is equivalent to about 20% of the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office budget. Marcella Cervella's son was charged with drug possession, and she says on May 8th, the day she and her husband were taking their son to drug treatment, their home was seized in a civil action. They're fighting to regain possession as they keep living there.
Every month we go to court to this 478 room and we speak with the DA. And every month he gives us different paperwork to fill out. And then he tells us it's a process. And then we go back the next month. And again, it's a process. Through the whole time, we're worrying about our son who has gone through the program, is doing well, wants to get back to school, back to a job, but they won't let him in our house. So our concern is our son, who's going to help this child get back on his feet.
Cervellas is frustrated and feels she's receiving the runaround from the DA. Darpana Sheth is an attorney with the Institute for Justice. She says the Cervellas family case is not uncommon.
Whether it's a home, car, or cash, the Philadelphia system is rigged so that you don't have a prompt opportunity to go before a judge and challenge this. Instead, you get stuck in this courtroom 478 loophole where you keep going back over and over again and just deal directly with the prosecutors. And that lack of a prompt hearing violates the constitutional right to due process under law.
The district attorney's office issued a statement saying it can't comment on pending litigation, but says it pursues property forfeiture judiciously. It went on to say, when properties are used in drug distribution, decent law-abiding people suffer greatly and their quality of life plummets and the safety is threatened and their property values decrease. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.